Good morning, church. What a great joy it is on this beautiful morning, and also on this Pentecost Sunday and Confirmation Sunday, to share and to celebrate God's gifts and blessings that continually are showered upon us. We have these words in the 14th chapter of John. Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." And Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father." May God's presence continue to rest upon us as we seek to be faithful servants, worshiping together.
Stand and join me in the call to worship. First, we hear the sound. Then we see tongues of fire. Then we feel the Spirit. The Spirit blesses all. Come, Holy Spirit. Please remain standing and join me in the hymn of praise, number 539, O Spirit of the Living God.
Thank you.
Please join me in the opening prayer. Come, Spirit, blow through our lives with the power of your love. Create us anew with the winds of your grace. May the fires of your hope burn away our fears. May the power of your compassion remake us into a Pentecost people. Gather us up, fill us with good things, and teach us to speak with wisdom and power. Amen. Please now join me in the responsive reading found on page 826 in your pew hymnal. Bless the Lord, O my soul. You are clothed with honor and majesty, and cover yourself with light as with a garment. You make the clouds your chariot, and ride on the wings of the wind.
You make the winds your messengers, fire and flame your ministers.
You set the earth on its foundations so that it should never be shaken.
You cover it with the heat as with a garment, the waters stood above the mountains.
At your rebuke they fled. They rose up to the mountains, ran down to the valleys, to the place which you appointed for them. You make springs gush forth in the valleys, they flow between the hills. Above the springs, the birds of the air have their nests. They sing among the branches.
From your lofty place, you water the mountains.
O Lord, how manifold are your works.
In your wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
Yonder is the sea, great and wide. There go the ships, and Leviathan, whom you formed to play in it. When you give to them, they gather it. When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you send forth your spirit, they are created. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to the Lord, in whom I rejoice. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
If you look on the very back of the worship folder this morning, you will see the listing of the confirmation class. They have been studying and meeting with Gina and myself. You'll see there an orientation on February 17th, and then classes began. I would invite these members of the confirmation class, if they would come up at this time. They know where they're supposed to stand, and if the those that are listed standing with the confirmands and their mentors, if they would come up at this time as well. And I would invite members of the congregation to turn in front of your hymnals to page 33 so that you may follow along. Now, it's interesting. You'll notice in the worship folder there is a congregational response that is printed there, because annual conference or general conference in 2004 made a change. But there's a whoops. Because the change didn't get typed in properly. So let me give it to you. You might want to take a pencil for those of you. I'll come through here. But it's the third line on that congregational response. It begins with renew our vows to uphold it by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service. That's exactly how it's printed in the hymnal. The change is renew our vows to uphold it by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, comma, our service, and our witness. That must have been a computer glitch as opposed to a secretarial glitch. But those of you that are up here, you'll want to make that change as well. And we will do the best that we can to get that through. The confirmands have their hymnals. You'll have to share and read some of that with them because we're going to be responding together. And there will be places where the entire congregation, we're just going to have share together as well. So beginning on page 33, brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. And all of this is God's gift that is offered to us without price.
Through confirmation and through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church.
And so as these individuals and candidates are presented this morning for confirmation, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? I do. Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? I do. And do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior? Put your whole trust in His grace? Promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? I do.
Will you nurture these confirmands in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, they may be guided to accept God's grace for themselves, to profess their faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? If so, answer, I will.
I will.
According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? Confirmands answer, I will.
I will.
Will you sponsor these confirmands, support and encourage them in their Christian life? Answer, I will.
I will.
Continuing at the top of 35, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? If so, answer, we do.
We do.
And will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life, and include these individuals, these confirmations now before you in your care? With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround these persons with a community of love and forgiveness, that they may grow in their trust of God and be found faithful in their service to others. We will pray for them, that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life. Now, the Apostles' Creed, what we call the Apostles' Creed, has also historically and traditionally been used as a baptismal creed. And so together as confirmands and family in this congregation, let us affirm. Let us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son of our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary,
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
I would invite you now to turn over to page 37 to the paragraph that is numbered 12, and I would invite the confirmands if you would kneel at this time. Now, Jean and I are going to place our hands on each of the confirmands, and I would invite the families and sponsors and siblings to reach out and touch the confirmands as well. Remember your baptism and be thankful. Emily, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. May reach out and touch as well. Remember your baptism and be thankful. Rick, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Remember your baptism and be thankful. Hannah, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Remember your baptism and be thankful. Jacob, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Remember your baptism and be thankful. Caitlin, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may ever live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Remember your baptism and be thankful. George, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to have the I'm switching something a little bit. Confirmants, go ahead and stand up. And moms and dads, family members, if you would take the stole and place it upon them while you're doing that, I'm going to just call attention to the fact that as these young adults have made this public profession, you'll really notice that it's not really to a specific church, but it's rather to the church universal, that involves the power and the presence of Almighty God through Jesus Christ. So I would invite you now to follow along. This is where that paragraph is going to be in the bulletin. So members of the household of God, I commend these confirmands, these young men and women to your love and your care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love. As members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. And now may the God of all grace, who has called all of us into eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Amen. Round of applause. Following the worship service, there will be a reception, and I think cake back in the room, so you are all invited. And so the confirmands have the recommendation that during the last hymn that they sneak out and come to the back. We'll form a line, and you can greet them and welcome them as well. And then they're to zip up here and get pictures. And then they can have cake. All right. You may take your goodies with you, and you may return to your seats with your family.
We offer a warm welcome to all of those who are worshiping with us this morning, especially those who are visiting with us. If you're visiting with us today, please be sure to see an usher after the service so that we may give you a welcome packet. As I'm sharing our announcements, please complete the form in the red register pad in each of the pews and pass it to the others in your pew, finally returning it towards the center aisle. If you notice that someone who normally sits near you is not here this morning, please give them a call this week and let them know that they were missed. You may write any prayer requests on the cards in the attendance folders and place them in the holders at the end of the pews so that our ushers can bring them forward to the pastor before the joys and concerns. I'd like to share a few of the announcements today with you. There will be a celebration of life for Dale to be held on Saturday, May 25th at 11 a.m. at the church. A luncheon with the family will be held immediately following the service, and everyone is invited to attend both the service and the luncheon. To help the Good Samaritans better prepare for the luncheon, if possible, please indicate that you will be attending on this sign-up sheet that I'll pass around, and or you can let Dot know by today. The Happy Methodists, due to conflicting schedules, the Happy Methodists will not meet tomorrow on May 20th. They'll have their annual picnic on June 17th at 3 o'clock at Shirley's Pavilion, as in the previous years. And as we all know, Sunday, May 26th will be Jack's last official day here at First United Methodist Church. He's completed all the necessary courses to become ordained at the annual conference in June and will be assigned to his own church to minister to. So to honor Jack and Carolyn, we will have a reception in the parlor after each service next week. We also want to give Jack a love offering to show him that we appreciate the time he has spent with us to help him with his new start in his ministry. A box will be available in the parlor for those wishing to donate towards this gift. And for all the fathers out there, please be sure to sign up for the Father's Day Luncheon on Saturday, June 15th from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Did you find a vacation Bible school director? You did, yay! So we will have vacation Bible school this summer. If you will please join me in the passing of the peace of Christ, the peace of Christ be with you. Please pass the peace of Christ to your neighbor.
Morning, kiddos. Did they say anything?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Oh my goodness, you all sound like you're asleep.
Not me.
Not me. Are you wide awake?
I'm half asleep.
You're half asleep.
I'm over a little bit.
Yeah, here, come on over here. Scoot next to me. Keep coming. There you go. Can you get in there?
Hey,
there you go. You have a pig. Wow. Do you know what pigs? Did you ever go to a barn and the pig goes, meow, meow? Isn't that the noise they make?
No, it didn't. Moo.
It goes moo. Where's your mother? It goes. Does this piggy have a name?
Strawberry, I think, but strawberry shortcake.
Strawberry shortcake? Cool.
Actually, it is the churches.
Oh, it's the churches? You're borrowing it, and it's working. Yes. Well, you know, that's the right color for today, because what color's, that's kind of pinkish, but today's red, the red color. Do you know why?
It's kind of red.
Kind of reddish. I have on a red stole. All the confirmands got a red stole. There's a red shirt, red shorts, red dress, pinkish red, red, red. Yeah. Why is red the color for today?
Because it's the church's birthday.
It's the church's birthday. You are right. What's the day called? Begins with a P. Pentecost.
Pentecost.
Pentecost. Good answer. Good one. And we're gonna get red cups today. I do not want anybody to be singing Red Solo Cup. Some of you are going, huh? And some of you are going, yeah. Thank you, sweetie. So it's the church's birthday. So what do you do on a birthday? Sing happy birthday. I'll bet Miss Diane's ready to go. Are you ready to sing happy birthday to the church? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Many more. Come on, we got to get a lot more birthdays in there for the church. So this is the day that the Holy Spirit came down and people had tongues of fire on them. That's why we have the flame back there. And it didn't even hurt them. Didn't even burn their hair off. No. And everybody celebrated that the church was born. Yes, Scotty. The church is alive. Yes, it has to be. Otherwise, we're not here. We make it alive by being part of Jesus and doing what Jesus wants us to. All right, let's bow for a word of care. Keep passing them out, sweetie. We're going to pray. Lord God, for these children, we are grateful. For indeed, it's the children. And it's us that make the church alive. Continue to bless them, their moms and dads, their caregivers, that they might live and grow in you. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. All right, do you want to keep passing cups out? Let me grab the bulletins. Do you want to hand me the bulletins and I'll pass those out?
Surrounding us with love and filling us.
come now to that time when we lift up our joys and our concerns for individuals and situations among us. Two that were just handed to me, safety and peace, related to misguided friendliness of a person recently. So prayers for that person. And also Charlotte, a preschool teacher, has just found out that she has cancer. So we'll want to continue to remember those. You'll notice on the back of our worship folder, our prayer list that is there. That's not on the back. It's one page from the back. Hospitalized Phyllis in Forbes and Nancy recently discharged. And also Kyle and Katrina were in church at the early service. Katrina, well, I guess they'll both be there. Tomorrow morning at Westmoreland Hospital at 6:30 a.m., for baby number two is going to be born. Do they have a name picked out? No, but it's a little boy. So little Charles is going to get a little brother. What's that?
Another Boy Scout.
Yes, they're adding another Boy Scout. So we want to continue to keep them in our prayers tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m. The rest of the individuals, you see those in personal care homes, those that we continually keep in prayer, and then those that are on a rotational basis for a month at a time as they are lifted up, and our service personnel as well. Let us continue now by uniting our hearts and our spirits together. Our gracious and loving God, as we come together on this Sunday of Pentecost and confirmation, we are reminded of your awesome presence and power. Your Spirit does wonderful things, not only in our lives, but in the lives of the whole world. For individuals to be anointed by your Spirit and good news was being proclaimed about your works within the world, within your kingdom. And each, O God, was hearing in their own language. For your Spirit to touch our hearts and our minds and our spirits, that we might be changed and transformed, that grace and forgiveness might abound in our lives, and that we then might offer grace and forgiveness to others. O God, that is the celebration of good news. We pray that your Spirit would continue to work wonders in our lives, changing, offering to us health and wholeness, that we might be restored within your kingdom, restored to right relationship to you and your Son, Jesus Christ. Oh God, it is our hope and our prayer that each and every day our lives might be in tune with your Spirit, that we might know how to live and move and how to act within our daily lives and living. Oh God, we know that we are called not to walk through our lives alone, that we are called to be in fellowship and in relationship with you, with one another, with brothers and sisters. And so we pray, oh God, that your Spirit would continue to rest upon us, that we might continually seek to be a part of your kingdom, that change, that transformation, those things that are being made new each and every day. Oh God, it is our hope and our prayer that we would be used wherever it is that we are found. For we know, oh God, that your Spirit is continually at work in the world and in lives as individuals. For those that need to experience your healing power and presence, For those, O God, who need to be comforted. For those who are lost and least and the lonely. For those that society is uncertain how to handle and so they push aside. For those, O God, who have experienced difficulties in this past week, we pray that they might be comforted. For those who are grieving the loss of loved ones, we pray for a peace that is beyond their understanding. Where there is hatred, we pray for love. Where there is hunger, physically and spiritually, we pray that there might be nourishment. For those, O God, who are struggling with news of disease and illness, we pray for your healing presence. O God, we pray faithfully for each and every one of us in the mission and ministry that we are called to be engaged in within your kingdom. Use us in our places of work and play. Use us in our homes. Use us in our societies, in our churches. That mission and ministry, that good news might occur through each and every one of us. Continue, O God, to bless us and use us as faithfully we go forth into the world. O God, may your presence rest upon us as we share our voices, our hearts, in the prayer that Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Will the ushers please come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offerings? Almighty God, who comes to us in wind and fire, may the doors of our hearts be open to let your Holy Spirit blow in and your love and grace flow out. As we offer up these gifts to you this morning, may they empower a mission and ministries that spread across all your creation like wildfire. May our giving help your church to be born anew, not as bricks and mortar, but as hearts on fire to serve others and make disciples for Jesus Christ. In his holy name we pray. Amen.
Seated. Zach, you made it. Come on up. People have been asking, did we find a replacement for Jack Tickle? And the answer is yes. And here he is. Zach comes to us from the Greensburg area. He currently is on staff at the First United Methodist Church in Greensburg, correct? And is tying up his duties there, was teaching Sunday school this morning, and as soon as that was finished, made a mad dash here. And so Jack Tickle called last night and said, I love that, Jack and Zach. So, you know, there should have been a comedy team there or something maybe for the two of you. He said Zach will be there as soon as he can. He's going to sneak in at some point. And so, I can't always see well all the way back there, but I thought, that's him sitting back there. So Zach actually started the first of this month. And the youth of this church have known Zach because he's been active with the district youth. And so we are looking that this transition from Jack to Zach, which incidentally is Z-A-Q. I replaced that and did it right in my phone. Has been, you know, the two of them have been working this month together on items with the youth group. And so we celebrate the fact that Jack now is here. And is going to be here for, we hope, a long time, working with the youth of this church. Zach, any words of wisdom this morning?
I don't know if I'm a replacement for Jack. I can't grow a beard like he can. So, I mean, right there, I'm already down a notch from who he is. I'm really excited to be here to have this opportunity to work with Irwin and Greensburg, doing a bit of a co-op type thing. I'm really looking forward to that opportunity to getting to know the youth better here. Things that you should know about me, I love hockey. I'm a gigantic Pens fan. That is something that is just really important in my life. Other than that, I love music. I play guitar, drums, any instrument you give me, I'll figure it out eventually. I love music. What else? Oh, I'm almost done with college. I should really do that. I'm two classes away from graduating from Eastern University with a degree in youth ministry. Anything else?
So, no, that's one of the differences. When Jack came to us, Jack was stepping from was in seminary, and we worked to hire Jack. So Jack had a multitude of things that he wanted to learn for his pastorate, which, you know, he starts July 1st. Zach is specializing in youth ministry. That's his degree. And at this point, and I would say that to anybody, does not feel called into the ordained ministry, but is called to be involved in youth ministry, and that's where his intent is on staying. So Zach, on behalf of the Irwin United Methodist Church, welcome. Good to see you. The book of Acts is indeed a wonderful book. And this morning, the words for us come from the second book, the second chapter of Acts, beginning with verse 1. When the day of Pentecost had come, and they were all gathered together in one place, suddenly from heaven there came the sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them the ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, a crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all of these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it then that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and other parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own language we hear them speaking about God's deeds and power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and upon your sons and your daughters, and they shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions. And your older men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we are thankful for the words of Scripture, for their claim upon our lives, for the directing of our lives and our world. Give us rest, O God, from the activities of daily life and living, those things past, present, and yet to come. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, O God, may they be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. For we ask and pray in Jesus Christ's holy and precious name. Amen. Old farmers know that there is something good about burning their fields. It's good for the soil. Fires can move across an area, and yet if you go back within a few days, you'll see that already there are green sprouts shooting up all over the place. It's my understanding that there are some pine cones that lie dormant for years until a forest fire comes through and those cones hit a certain temperature and then those seeds will begin to germinate. Some burning, some adversity might be good for us as well. If only we could periodically burn away the weeds that are choking out those virtues in our lives, if only we could periodically torch the sins in the undergrowth of our hearts, then perhaps we might be better enabled to become who God has created and intended us to be. Friendly fires create fertilizer, strengthen the root systems, and remove the debris on the top of the ground that gets in the way for healthy and vigorous growth. Isn't that really what we want and desire in our own faith? Isn't there something to create spiritual fertilizer with appropriate and helpful nutriments, strengthening our roots and removing debris that gets in the way for our own spiritual growth and development? What in the world could it be? Today, Pentecost, we can call it the friendly fire of the Holy Spirit. Available then and remains available to us yet today. The Holy Spirit came on that day of Pentecost to start the church, and flaming tongues of fire resting upon the heads of men and women, illuminating their minds and their spirits as this first great gift was showered upon the church, that all those in the city of Jerusalem might hear in their native languages the good news and the deeds of Almighty God. You see, the friendly fire of God's Spirit can indeed burn away that undergrowth and that debris in our lives that holds us back from developing and growing and allowing that new life to appear. We can have our souls renewed, our lives enlivened and given new life, our worship empowered by God's Spirit, if we will allow this cleansing fire of Almighty God to burn within each and every one of us. We need the presence of God's Holy Spirit in order that we can be healthy Christians, to be a healthy church. Like our lands and our forests need these friendly fires. I remember the times when we were living up in Kane and would be driving through the Allegheny National Forest and signs would be out, caution, controlled burning going on, where the firefighters would be out in the fields, in the forests, as those controlled burns were burning, because they knew that if they allowed that debris to accumulate, that when those fires did occur, that they would be hotter, that they would burn more and do more damage than good. And all we need to do is look in our own country and realize that deprived of fire, that woodland landscapes from New York's Adirondacks to Washington's Olympic Peninsula, that areas have undergone drastic change because we have not allowed those fires to occur. Once grassy clearings are now clogged up by trees. Swamps have filled in with vegetation and have dried up the open area under the tree canopy known as the understory is clogged up by thick masses of accumulations of vegetation and dead trees. You see, it's just possible that our spirits might feel closed up, dried up, and clogged up as well. But it doesn't have to be that way. Because Jesus Christ sends the power of God's Spirit to cleanse, to renew, and to make whole. And that promise is that it doesn't have to be some great event in history or time, but it can happen each and every day as our feet hit the floor, that the presence of God's Holy Spirit is a gift with that cleansing fire that seeks to change our lives every single day. Maybe, though, it's that fear of change that hinders us. Maybe it's that fear of change that stops us. And perhaps that's where we need to take a risk. To take that leap of faith, to take that step, to jump into something that is new and something that is dangerous, to perhaps make ourselves a little unsettled and a little uncomfortable, to feel the fire of God's Holy Spirit, to allow it to burn away all of that junk and that garbage that is accumulated spiritually within our lives. So may we leap blindly into God's friendly cleansing flame. This adversity, this challenge, this stuff that is new can be and will be good and healthy for our souls and our spirits. May we take a leap. May we open our hearts, our minds, and our spirits to God's Spirit that we might be cleansed and made whole. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we are thankful for this day, for the celebration of your Spirit, of your words and deeds being proclaimed to the world, the curiosity of those who hear. Oh God, it is our hope and our prayer that your Spirit would rest fresh and new upon each and every one of us, that we might go forth into the world to share and proclaim your good deeds, the presence of Christ to the world. For it's in Christ's name that we go. Amen. Let us stand and sing our closing hymn, number 500, Spirit of God, Descend Upon My Heart.
Thank you.
Our gracious and loving God, we know that your Spirit is alive and well in the world. We pray that our lives might be blessed and anointed, and that as you send us forth, we might live, we might share, we might proclaim the good news. For we go in the name of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.